rings on my wrist. You're listening to the Real Batch podcast, where we use astrology, energy work, intention, spirituality, and a little bit of rebellion to take you from stuck to oh, fuck. Welcome back to the Real Batch. Today, we're going to talk about our favorite subject, getting unstuck. Because we all get stuck and we all hate being stuck and we all need help getting unstuck. I think everybody can relate to that. So today, you're basically going to learn so many ways to get unstuck that if you don't get unstuck, you only have yourself to blame. And blame slash guilt is a useless emotion. So why are we even going to deal with that? We're just going to bypass that and we're just going to get unstuck and stay unstuck. And when we possibly get unstuck again, we're just going to use the tools in this episode to get unstuck again. Okay. Bada bing, bada boom. We're also going to talk about astrology because, of course, that's what we do here. And I'm going to teach you a little bit about this year's upcoming eclipse season. It is sliding door season and how to use it to our advantage. Just going to give you a little bit of a brief overview because eclipse season is here to shake shit up and we want to be on the right side of things. Okay, now I want to get into some examples, some really visual examples of being stuck so that you can really see the power of your mind and how it has a direct result on your immediate experience in life. So just like the rain, when it falls down, it's based on atmospheric conditions up above and based on the temperature makes the rainfall, how it falls, etc. Not a meteorologist, but I think we can all understand that example. And just as our higher self and the thoughts that we have create our reality, and that falls down below and trickles into our everyday life. That's one example. I'm going to give you another one because we don't relate to every example. At least I don't. Okay. Other one is, and I had this example explained to me during a facial with my darling friend Dina, which was, why is a cement truck always moving in that circular motion? It's because if it doesn't keep moving, it's going to get hardened and then it's going to be stuck to that fucking back of the truck. And then what are they going to do with it? Right? Now, I'm not saying you can't chill and enjoy your life, but you need to keep your thoughts moving towards that which you want, not that which you don't want. So the universe is always going to give us a yes. It's either going to give us a yes to our subconscious thoughts or it's going to give us a yes to our conscious thoughts. Typically, we create with our subconscious mind because we don't know the power of our mind or we're too lazy or too scared or too whatever to actually frame what we do want. So the universe will give us...
Ew, who does she think she is doing her own commercial? Oh yeah, that's right, me. If you're enjoying the show, which I hope you are, make sure to like, subscribe, and if you're feeling fancy, which I think you are, head over to Instagram, AshBetchBaby, and join the Real Betch community where we expand even more on all these topics. Okay, bye.
A yes, a no, whatever for what we don't want. And just to back into that a little bit more, just, you know, drive it home. When something bad happens, we can believe it, right? That our mind created something bad. We're like, okay, I knew this was going to happen. I had a fear about it and then it happened. But we don't do the same thing as much with the power of our positive thoughts. If we can create horrible things with our mind, why wouldn't we choose to instead create amazing things? Why don't we flip the script? Why don't we believe in as much of the good things as we do as the bad things? Bottom line, we are responsible for our experience. Nobody else. We are responsible for our experience. Do you want to stay trapped in the known of what you already know, or do you want to break free? And I really want you to ask yourself that question, because a lot of us may say there's something that we want or something that we want to become, but we're terrified of letting go of that older version of ourselves or that routine or whatever the hell it is. And when you think about breaking into that next version of yourself, I want you to think of a moth to a flame, because I love these damn visual examples, you know? That moth is willing to just kill itself in search of becoming one with that flame. It is so drawn to that flame. It's the only thing it wants. It has the desire. Desire is key. Once you have desire, you have everything, in my opinion. just like a moth in search of that flame and to let go and to die, to become one with that flame, are you willing to let go of that old version of yourself in order to become the new version of yourself? I want to be clear. This isn't just for calling in big things in your life. We're afraid to let go of little things in life. I mean, how many times do you go to a restaurant you love and always order the same thing? Or you do the same thing every day, but you're scared to try a new gym, or you're scared to go on a date, or whatever it is. We're so stuck in our ways and we're afraid to break free. But then we hate ourselves in a way for not breaking free. And now we're self-loathing and it's like, oh my God, we're so cluttered in here. But back to being stuck. What is your intention of what you want to change? And what does that look and feel like? Can you visualize it until you almost become that thing, even though it may not have showed up? What do you want to change? How do you want to feel? How can you then embody and show up as that person? We talk a lot about astrology on this podcast, but we also talk a lot about the law of assumption, manifestation, everything. It's all connected, in my opinion. It's all different ways of decoding the universe, decoding ourselves. There's so many different tools, and these are the ones that I find the most powerful. And just like astrology, the law of assumption, law of attraction, it's a promise. It is a promise that if you truly embody these things, there is no fucking way that you can fuck it up. Now, that's the kind of thing that I'm gonna sign up for. I'm gonna sign up for if you just go fucking moth to a flame, you're gonna get what you want. I promise you. But if you go towards the flame and then do a U-turn, it's not really going to work for you, sweetie. These laws of the universe tell you, you fucking burst into that flame. You're good, bro. You're good. You're going to get what you want. But can you let go of the fear, and can you actually decide what your desire is? I think a lot of us are stuck because we don't really know what our desire is. We kind of have a concept of maybe what we want to change. I think some of the questions that I've submitted from Instagram are of running long to-do list or a new gym routine or stepping into a new career or not being able to take action in your life. So again, you can kind of see the difference. It could be starting a new business. It could just be that you feel blah every day. Well, let's decode that. Well, what's going on? What is your desire? You want to take action towards what? Is your desire flame worthy? Is it something that you are willing to go all in? Is it something that you can't shut the fuck up about? I'm gonna give you some practical tools to feel like you can move some energy around. This is whether you know what you want to get unstuck on, or if you just feel blah and you need to fucking throw some energy around to get your mind moving and then your body moving, and then all of a sudden things are getting called into you. So I have what I like to call the 4 M's, and it's worked very well for me. And it's very important to start your day and end your day with intention. I believe in meditation, masturbation, specifically orgasms, movement, and manifestation. I've been doing this for the past couple weeks, and I feel fucking amazing. And this isn't to be crude. This is actually really powerful. There's so many things that you can say about moving your sexual energy around. We are such sexual creatures. Use it. Use it or lose it. You know what I mean? So meditation. It's so important to take time to reflect. It could be a 3-minute meditation on YouTube. It could be just listening to affirmational music on Spotify, closing your eyes and just connecting with your soul. It's like a little radio from your physical body to your higher self. Even if you don't believe in that, it still works. So, you know, don't let that get you stuck. Come on now. Take time to connect with yourself. I listen to a lot of Abraham Hicks, Wayne Dyer. You can borrow words and ideas and concepts to open up your mind a little bit. Think of it like this. You are in a 10,000 bedroom house and you've been living your whole life in this one room. Everything you know is in this room. You know what everything looks like. You know if you do this, this works, but you're scared to open the door. Think of meditation as a way to explore and open your mind to every single room in that house. Then, if you're really dedicated, getting the fuck out of that house, because there is so much more that isn't even in that house. So this can be controversial, but there's no difference between us and God. We are God. We are a speck of God. And our consciousness and our thoughts and who we are creates everything. So when you meditate, you are connecting with the mothership. I love Gary Zukav in the book Seed of the Soul. Sea of the Soul, where he talks about our soul is a mothership in the sea. And then the little buoy boats that come off from the mothership, they can detach from that mothership and go off and explore any part of the world and sea that they desire. They may encounter really choppy waters if they get too far off course, but the boat always has an internal GPS that it knows exactly how to connect itself back with that ship at any time. That is what meditation does for you. Even a fucking minute a day, honestly. Set really small goals. Set really small goals so that you know that you can attain them. Meditation helps you align with what you already know, not what people around you are telling you or what you think you should be doing. I fucking hate the word should, but what you know to be true. Secondly, and arguably my favorite, is masturbation, specifically orgasms. A lot of ancient cultures and meditation, there's a lot of breath work where you connect your sacral chakra to your third eye chakra. There is a lot of beliefs, and I also believe to be true, of manifesting with your orgasms. I'm not going to get into all of that today, and you can Google this after this podcast, but there is a lot of power to orgasms. And I don't believe that God would have given women specifically that many nerve endings on the outside of our body if it was not used for pleasure, manifestation, releasing energy. I really recommend get an orgasm in the morning. Even Sex with Emily says, you have a case on the Mondays? Have an orgasm in the morning. And guess what? It works. It is a feel good. It is your internal chocolate, your internal endorphins. Use it. And even if you don't feel into it, stick that vibrator on there until you feel something. I promise you will feel something. Even if you're on antidepressants, it might take a little longer, but you will get there, girl. I promise you. That is really powerful for releasing stagnant energy. And don't let that one pass you by. That's very, very, very powerful for releasing energy. So meditation, masturbation, movement. There are times where I don't feel like working out, and I do honor that, but I always do get some type of movement in. I will go for a walk. I will go to the gym and just walk on the treadmill. And when I'm walking on that treadmill, so many thoughts come to me. I have affirmational music playing on Spotify. It's this playlist called Manifest. And I will have my notepad open on my phone, and I just have content and ideas flowing through me. Stuff that I've been sitting down in my house thinking about how to solve, or what have you, all of a sudden it's like something is unlocked and I can think clearly. I'm also honoring the type of movement that I want to do, not what I feel like I should do. Notice how we're not doing shoulds here, okay? Because that's very, very stucky, icky, and then bleh. No, thank you. Some type of movement. Even if you do some sit-ups at home, something to move your body. We are meant to move, so find something that works for you and make it a ritual. And the other one is manifestation. We start our day with intention, right? With meditation, with some type of thoughtfulness. And manifestation is making sure that you're including visuals throughout your day of what you want to attract into your life. What do you desire? And when you're visualizing that, you start to want to show up as that person. So if, let's say, you want to own a business, or you know exactly what you want that to look like, then you are calling that into your life. Now, are you a match for that? Are you showing up as that person? What would that future person be doing? And are you doing that thing? If you're not, keep visualizing until all of that self-doubt is gone and act the part, baby. Now, let's say you feel stuck because you have this massive to-do list and you feel like no matter what you do, you just can't get it all done. I want you to rethink how you do your whole to-do list. Play with something that feels good for you. One of my favorite things that I learned when I was at the Nordstrom's fashion board in high school was the Nordstrom motto, which is under promise and over deliver. Make smaller bite-sized promises or to-do list items to yourself. Let's say you need to clean out your entire garage of boxes and everything. Instead of saying, I need to do it this weekend, you would say, I'm going to remove 5 boxes every Saturday and Sunday. And then I'll call the moving company or what have you. All of a sudden, you're going to get in there and be like, maybe I'll do 10 boxes today. I've got a little bit more energy. Or let's say any other example, right? Let's say that you want to sell a bunch of things on Poshmark and it's super overwhelming. Maybe you just make a promise that this week, my only to-do is that I'm just going to create my storefront. And that's it. And you're probably going to go in there and create your storefront and then be like, oh, let me just post an item. You want to just set yourself up for success. We create these massive to-do lists and we burn ourselves out so quickly that we just don't make it attainable. Just remember that which has not yet been manifested has not yet sufficiently been desired. If you really, really, really wanted to, you would get it done. I think it's so important to be honest with ourselves because we can say, oh, I forget, or I didn't have time, or I got busy. And the honest to God truth was that it wasn't that big of a priority. And doesn't it just feel so much better to say that than to say I was busy? Let's start being a little bit more honest with ourselves. An intention for your to-do list could even be, when I desire this, I'm going to make it my top priority, instead of shaming yourself. Because guilt is a useless emotion. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's one of the things that my mom really drilled into us, my brother and I as young kids, is that it's a useless emotion because, you know, it doesn't do anything. It gets you stuck in the past. And if you keep staying in the past, you're recreating your past. Worry is in the future. Both are, again, avoiding the now. I would be a proponent of guilt if it actually made me do something different in the future, but it doesn't. Let's say now you're feeling stuck in taking action towards creating your business or showing up on social media, etc. Okay, let's get really honest with yourself. What's going on? Do you need to hire a coach to help you? Are you doing things because you feel like you should do it because you promised an older version of yourself that you would do it? Or do you really desire the fuck out of it? Be kind to yourself. Be realistic. What's going on? Use the 4 M's that I mentioned earlier. See what comes through for you. Reconnect with yourself in this present moment of what you actually want instead of past or future. Now, you know what I'm going to say is one of my favorite tools to get unstuck is astrology, because as above, so below. As above, so below. There are so many different seasons in astrology. We change sun signs about every 30 days. The moon changes signs every 2.5 days. There's so many other planets. Really understanding your astrology helps you understand where you're going and what energy you're working with. I believe it connects you to your soul. It helps decode your soul, past lives, and your personality, if done correctly. You can use the planets that you were born with, but you can also look to see, well, what's kind of moving or orbiting my body right now, and how is this affecting me? Let's say you're a Virgo rising. That means that your rising sign, the sign that was rising in the sky, which changes every 2 hours when you were born. Let's say that it's Virgo rising, which means you're ruled by Mercury. So where is Mercury? Did Mercury change signs? What is that aspect or touching in your chart? And I really find, especially with recovering perfectionists, that having an understanding of what's going on makes you feel seen a little bit. We all just make ourselves feel bad. Like, why have I felt off? Or why do I not feel is motivated lately? Well, maybe it's because we have 4 planets in water. Does that mean that you don't take any action in your life? No. It means that you use that energy of water and bring in fire, and knowing that through rest, so many beautiful things are going to come from that. It's working with the energy instead of going against the grain. Once you really understand, have a reading, understand the elements in your chart and some basic idea of what's going on with astrology, you can work with the current instead of against it. I mean, who wants to swim against the current? Like, you're not going anywhere. Like, why are you even trying? One of the most potent energies to work with specifically without fail is eclipse season. We have 2 eclipses in Taurus and 2 in Scorpio this year. Eclipses are sliding glass doors. They touch an area of your chart and they propel you forward. It's like somebody turned off the lights in the room, and when they turn them back on, you can see everything more clear, or you're in a totally different room than you were before. It shake shit up, it propels you forward. And of course you have free will, but if you can understand the energy that it's affecting in your chart, you can completely use that energy to propel you forward. Let me give you some examples. Both my good friend and I, we both had last year eclipses in our 10th house, and we both had major career changes. So 10th house is, and we have our midhaven there, so double career angle. And he accepted a promotion. And I, exactly between the eclipses is when I launched my Airbnb. Incredible. I also had a lot of shifts in my home life and relationships and how I changed how I nurtured myself. fourth house across from the 10th house. That motto is I nurture for the fourth house, and the motto for the 10th house is I achieve. I have gone back through eclipses for the past 10 years and been amazed. Probably shouldn't do that. You know, you're using your intuition, but I also like to analyze things. Is this really true? And it is. But again, the word anal is inside of the word analyze. So use with discretion. Let's say this year you have an eclipse in your third and your ninth house. That's expanding horizons, long distance trips, self-mastery, and then maybe short distance trips of the mind. Maybe you're investing in a course. Maybe you're launching a course. Maybe you're taking a skill that you've been talking about doing and you're actually now going to share that with the world. The first partial solar eclipse that we have is April 30th. And this is such potent energy to work with. If you have ever been thinking about getting a reading and you're a little skeptical or you're not sure, eclipse season is the perfect time to get a reading. Perfect time to see where you're being affected this year and how you can work with that energy and keep that in the back of your mind and make plans around that. The energy is going for you whether you want it to or not, but what if you could maximize it? Like, what if you could put money into a stock that you knew was going to triple? You do it, right? Like, if you had a pretty good idea, you'd be like, okay, I'm gonna do it. Same thing with eclipse season. I really want you to think about that is, where is this affecting my chart and how can I set some goals or intentions or work with that energy and understand that energy a little bit more? The solar and lunar eclipses are also hitting the north and the south node in our collective chart. Really, those are points of destiny, where we're going and then where we've been. What's our energy and what's other people's energy? Look to your chart if you know your chart, astro.com, AstroSeek. I know that there's other apps. People use CoStar, not my favorite. I talk about that in some other episodes. Highly recommend a reading or understanding your chart. If you were ever going to do it now. You will not regret it. I want you to start to think of astrology as your internal GPS as well. We talked about that a little bit when we are connecting with meditation, and astrology is another tool to layer on top of that meditation serum. Consider it our moisturizer, if you will. Maybe even a toner, but we're not going to get too technical here. I want you to think of it as an internal GPS. If you knew that there was going to be a lot of traffic or construction going this one route, you want your map to reroute you somewhere else. Maybe it's a little bit more scenic, maybe it's quicker, faster, etc. You want to be rerouted. Same thing with astrology. Let's say the moon is in Virgo today. I know that I'm going to be a cunt. I know that I'm going to be prone more towards cuntiness. And A, the fact that I know that makes me feel so much better because I'm not shaming myself. Why do I feel this way today? I don't know. I just know that I am a little bit. And because I understand that, I don't feel as cunty. I understand that I need to do extra grounding that day, meditate, do a little bit more self-care. I may schedule my facials on that day. I may schedule doing something nice for myself or for my friends that day. I'm not sitting in my house overthinking things since it's hitting my first house, Virgo rising. Why would I do that if I know that it's going to be a bad result? You know, I know that I'm going to love the moon in Gemini. I'm going to be social. I'm going to want to hang out with friends. I know the moon in Scorpio. I'm going to be extra horny. Like, there's just things, it's like clockwork. I get to know these things. It's fun for me, but I also get to plan maybe certain days that I'm going to batch content for podcasting on a day where I know I'm going to feel super creative. Of course, there's external factors and astrology is not everything, but it's a good damn piece of the puzzle. Astrology, eclipse season, working with energy. It is so powerful for transforming your life. And I don't know one person this year that isn't looking to better themselves in some way, whether it's a career, whether it's how they show up for themselves, how they take care of themselves. We all need to show more love to ourselves. And love is the only truth. It really is. Fear is not real. We make it real, but love is the only truth. And I just urge you to play with things, play with astrology, see if you connect with it. Play with, if you don't like astrology, play with human design, play with meditation, play with breathwork, order some vibrators today. That's an investment. Are you investing in yourself the way that you're investing in other things? And if you're not, why not? So we talked about a lot of things today. We've talked about astrology. We've talked about eclipse season, specifically using astrology and the energy of eclipse season, depending upon where it hits your chart, to propel yourself forward on the area of your life that's being highlighted over the next 18 months. And do you know what that area is? Because I bet you that if you knew what area was highlighted, you'd already agree that that's an area you're focusing on. You know, you can't make this shit up. I guess you could, but you know, it just wouldn't hit the same. Then we talked about getting unstuck by using meditation, masturbation, movement, and manifestation. We talked about breaking things down into smaller levels so that you don't feel so damn overwhelmed to underpromise and overdeliver, and how to get really fucking strong on your why and your desire so that you actually want to take action, so that you actually do take action, so that you actually are becoming that future self of yourself that you desire, and you're not gonna self-sabotage yourself anymore. That's it for me today, guys. I love you forever. Thanks for chilling with me. And head over to my Instagram because I want to hear what you think of this episode and what else you want to learn about astrology. Okay, kisses.
I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, remember to hit subscribe, and to stay updated, head over to Instagram. The handle is ashbetchbaby. It's like bitch with an E. Okay, see you next time.